mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number two on this live Wednesday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to get into it. Student in high school zombie terror threat. They admit it's a fiction account of zombies busting out of the ground and killing people, but it doesn't matter. He's facing jail time as a terrorist. Girl Scouts can't sell cookies in New York without a license. Ohio's trying to pass a state law that cities and counties can't throw out the Patriot Act, amongst other things. Bush is now going after Syria more than ever. The bizarre tectonic and volcanic activity going on with Mount St. Helens and other regions of the planet. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go back to your calls as promised. Let's talk to David in Mass. So David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you today, Alex?
Good, sir.
Listen, I downloaded last night from prisonplanet.tv 9/11 martial law and rise of the police state. It's great. I have to compliment you.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you for being a member of prisonplanet.tv.
And I put it actually on DVD. Got the Windows media files, which you have up there. I remember about a week or two ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, a listener called in asking about how you can compress DVDs to fit on one disc. He was asking, you know, a lot of your...
Yeah, because the new DVD I got coming out is going to be a DVD 9 because it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, okay. Have your listeners go to DVD Shrink, shrink.org. Just type that in. The freeware application that will compress a DVD to be able to fit on a 4.7 gig disc.
What's the quality look like?
The quality is really good because it's not like, because what you have up on your site is compression. It's MPEG-4, I believe.
No, what I'm asking is, you know, when you download the high-quality version, how does it look when it's burned?
It looks, I mean, really that's more for playing actually on the computer for something like Windows Media Player. Because
no, I understand, but how does it look? It looks okay?
It looks pretty good. It's kind of a little bit rough if you take the resolution up, which DVD will do automatically. But when you use this shrink application, it will keep the ratio of compression and bit rate, frame rate pretty even. So it's really good, and it does it with native DVD files, you know, the .vob, which is really an MPEG-2 extension. But I would recommend that because it's a freeware application and people can easily be able to compress. You know,
do you think people will be able to handle going from a police state to 9/11 to Nazi devil worshippers? Homosexual devil worshippers, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping so, but I mean, I have some tips for you if you want to discuss it off air about video and how to get a higher quality video so people can download maybe even what you have.
Talking about putting even higher resolution up on the
slightly phone. Higher, but not enough to totally destroy your bandwidth.
Done is we've put it up there higher bandwidth before, and then even people that supposedly have high connection rates have trouble doing it. Why don't you just email me at tips@infowars.com.
I could do that, absolutely. Now, I want to tell you another thing. I was in London about a week ago. I went to London, and a poor guy was sitting before we left. About three or four rows in front of us, just meekly sitting in the row. And all of a sudden, a state police guy and an airport spokesman guy came off and pulled the guy off. Just said, "Sir, you have to come with us," and escorted him off, and he didn't do anything. But I mean, I found out later what was going on, but it was unbelievable.
Well, what had he supposedly done?
Well, he supposedly wrote something that a woman sitting two seats over didn't like.
Stay there. I want to hear more about it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to get into Mount St. Helens and its latest eruption, what's happening all over the world, volcanic and tectonic activity. More on thought crimes in America. You write a fiction story about zombies, you go to jail. The police admit it's fiction, but say still, you shouldn't write that. So why haven't they arrested Stephen King? But the last segment, David just started telling a story about how he was over in England, and I guess were you on the flight back or the flight there? I'm trying to be clear about this. And you saw somebody get arrested or detained because somebody sitting next to them saw them write something that they thought was dangerous. I'm glad people are watching out so closely what people write. Better arrest them or none of us will be safe. Elaborate on the story, please.
Oh, yeah. This was the flight, actually, to Heathrow.
This was a U.S. flight.
Yeah, U.S. flight. And the guy was escorted off by a state trooper, and I'm guessing some sort of either customs or FAA or some sort of official airport.
So he's sitting there and suddenly these guys walk in.
And all he was, I mean, I was looking and the guy was just had his head down and he wasn't doing anything. The woman two seats over on the left apparently reported him to whatever official because she didn't like what he was writing. And when they hauled the guy off, he just turned around with this bewildered look in his face. Look, the new profile for terrorists is blonde hair and blue eyes for the racial profiling.
Oh, he was a white guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming he was British or Irish or something. Because, I mean, he turned around with this bewildered look. And they
Did he ever get back on the plane?
Well, I don't know what the status was after that point. They obviously detained him. But the thing that I found amazing about
How did you find out it was what he'd written? Was she proud of herself and started announcing it and it was whispered back and forth?
Well, here's the thing. On the flight, when we finally got off, the flight was delayed 2 hours. And because everybody had to identify their luggage in the overhead and they had to pull out all the bags from underneath the belly of the airplane and inspect them.
And then how did you find out it was over what he was supposedly writing?
Because apparently somebody who was sitting in that row found out that that was going on, because I guess they talked to the woman. Look, my wife was with me, and she swore, she's in medicine, and she swore the woman was on medication. Just by the look in her eye and the whole flight, the whole six-hour flight, she was rewarded.
But see, she was rewarded?
She was rewarded with wine. They gave her first class accommodations in coach.
Oh, she got to move. Oh.
Well, she didn't move. They just kept bringing her stuff. All the really nice, high quality wine, everything. She was like rewarded. So this is what.
It was funny you said that. You stole the word out of my mouth. Literally, in Nazi Germany, in Russia, in China today, they encourage the crazies. They encourage just an atmosphere of tattling and reporting. And doing all of this, and it has nothing to do with fighting terror. And now the cadres of TSA were sent to D.C. for Bush's coronation. They had one cop or military personnel for every person that showed up for the parade. And they're now going to train the rest of the country. The checkpoints that will also be paid for via the toll roads are going to have the same mode. And
they're teaching us to be good little tattletales, Alex.
Well, they are. In fact, I'm glad you called, and I appreciate the call. Take care. Let me, since you mentioned that, let me go ahead and get to this now. I mentioned this yesterday, but let me get into it. This is out of the Register. It's also in the Associated Press. Student in high school zombie terror threat. And this article is written tongue-in-cheek, but it's written off the facts. And this is our comment. We have highlighted this case before, but this new article sheds new light. It was actually his own grandparents that informed on him. They would have been proud members of the East German Stasi. Now here's the article. An 18-year-old U.S. student is today behind bars after police uncovered his plot to raise a zombie army and attack his high school. The wannabe Papa Doc chilling plan was uncovered after the youth's grandparents discovered his written proposal for the outrage in Winchester, Kentucky, Lex 18 TV reported. Mercifully, William Poole was cuffed before he could execute his macabre scheme. He faces a second-degree felony terrorist-threatening charge after investigators discovered materials at Poole's home that outlined possible acts of violence aimed at students, teachers, and police. Now, we have the police and the Associated Press admitting that it's a story of zombies busting out of the ground and killing people, and then he machine guns them. But because it mentions him with a machine gun killing zombies, that's enough, folks. Naturally, by the way, the funny thing is, I remember an article I wrote in the eighth grade. They said, write a fiction story. And it was a story of me and my football buddy when we're years later, 16. I'm fantasizing of being 16. And zombies bust out of the ground, and we are shotgunning them from the back of the pickup truck. I mean, I remember the teacher going, oh, this is a very lively article, Alex. You should be a fiction writer. I remember getting A+. In fact, somewhere in storage is like many of my papers and work for many years. I bet I still got that. But it was like a 15-page, little mini story I wrote of zombies attacking the school. And I may be arrested, folks. I mean, I wrote a book, a little article, of course, total fiction, let me be careful here, of zombies. I mean, zombies aren't real. Okay? And it's just funny that I have written this story. And I guess if I was in school today, I'd have been arrested. Naturally, in fact, he didn't mention friends or anybody. I mean, in the article I wrote, the little art story, I remember, Corey Strange, black friend of mine, in the article, he was in the class with me too, and he ended up writing some articles similar to mine. We're fighting zombies with shotguns. And boy, folks, I may be arrested. I mean, I wrote an article, 17 years ago, 18 years, no, almost 20 years ago, similar to this. In fact, I'm confessing right now. I'm not even being sarcastic, folks. I mean, part of me's going, should I even mention I wrote a fiction article? I mean, I better not ever try to write a Stephen King novel. Naturally, the fledgling Baron Samedi, again, they're mentioning Papa Doc, and from who was into all this stuff from Haiti and the rest of it. Naturally, the fledgling Baron Samedi has claimed that the writings were nothing more than a short story he penned for an English class. He said, "My story is based on fiction. It's a fake story. I made it up. I've been working on one of my short stories, and the short story they found was about zombies. Yes, it did say a high school. It was about a high school overran by zombies. It didn't mention anybody who lives in Clark County. Didn't mention George Rogers Clark High School. Didn't mention the principal or cops. Nothing. Half the people at the high school know me. They know I'm not that stupid, that crazy." Despite the protestations, the authorities have wisely decided to cage the miscreant youth. Winchester Police Director Stephen Caudill noted, "Anytime you make any threat or possess a matter involving a school or function, it's a felony in the state of Kentucky. Accordingly, a judge last week reflected the seriousness of the threatening your high school with annihilation at the hands of the undead by raising Poole's bond from $1,000 to $5,000 at the request of prosecutors. He is currently reflecting on his folly in the Clark County Detention Center." You know, I even wrote articles where I was an astronaut fighting aliens. Wrote stories. Am I now threatening NASA? That I remember writing an article in high school, probably a 20-pager, where we're on some Mars base fighting aliens. Have I threatened the Mars base? But the point is they got these video games where you rape and kill women and get bonus points, run over old ladies. I mean, I've been in the computer stores when these games are on. They'll have like an area where you can play the games, and I've seen it. You know, young kids sitting there playing it where you run over old ladies and get bonus points. They got games like Dungeon Keeper where you kidnap children and torture them and get bonus points, and all these games. So the kids simulate all this, and there's all these zombie movies. There's like three of them have come out in the last year. And so you write an article about zombies, and they admit that he wrote an article where zombies overtake the school. Doesn't even mention his school, but he's in school. I mean, folks, this is insanity. And again, you've heard of the articles, the stories, where the honor roll student, football captain, you know, his dad's a captain in the Marine Corps. He writes an article about his dad in Iraq and his backpack and his web gear and his M16. And he writes the word M16, he's arrested. Or the case of a girl who was going to be valedictorian. Last week at school, she's putting on a party for an after-school meeting, has the little paper tablecloth, the little box of Dixie spoons, knives, you know, forks. We've all, I guess, bought those before as terrorists. And the cop looked in the back of her car and saw the cake and cookies and Coca-Cola. I remember we even had her family on. And they arrested her. And then they later released her, dropped the charges, but she wasn't allowed to graduate. And then she had to go to summer school and get a GED over it. Would have been valedictorian. There's been other cases where it was another girl on the honor roll who actually made the big mistake of she was moving out that week to go to college to get started early. You know, this is what top honor roll students do. And the cop saw in the back of her car the furniture and the, you know, the plastic case with the butter knives. And knives and forks, but the butter knife, you know, the did have a little bit of serrated edge, like most butter knives do. And I'm going to admit, I own some of these butter knives, folks. I have several sets of butter knives that are similar to this, and she was arrested. And, I mean, I see these cases every few days now. And so this guy is supposedly writing something that somebody didn't like on an airplane, according to the listener, and, you know, he's carried off. But, I mean, we got Homeland Security going to Rubik's Cube sellers. We've got Homeland Security going to vets who complain too much. They say he didn't threaten anybody, but complaining is an act of terror. Pot dealers, topless bars, it's all terrorism. And they have a law they almost passed in Oregon where downloading music civilly is life in prison. So that's what they're trying to do. We'll be right back with your calls.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The bottom line is this. While the stimuli for violence and murder and death is being totally normalized, the government's telling you torture is good and terrorizing you with terroristic threats that, you know, Al-Qaeda is going to nuke you any minute if you don't give all your rights up. People for doing absolutely nothing, obviously writing fiction articles or having plastic knives, you know, to cut the cake, are being arrested. Or just writing the word gun. But we have zero tolerance. It's a policy. Is there a law against writing the word gun? No. I guess we should strike it from the encyclopedia, the dictionary. But it's happening, folks, and it's not a joke. Let's go ahead and talk to Harvey in Florida, then Tyler, Roger, Joanne, Ron, and others. Go ahead, Harvey.
Hello there, Mr. Alex. How
Welcome.
Are you today?
Fine.
Well, it seems, you know, I heard Bush yesterday. He says the torch of freedom is on the move.
He said what?
The torch of freedom is on the move.
What, did he slip up again?
I mean, the things you're talking about tells me the torch of freedom is out. The light of the torch of freedom has been extinguished.
And oh, the torch of freedom, not...
The torch of freedom is on the move. That was when, in his speech in front of the Warmongers Convention yesterday.
Well, you know, the torch used at the Olympics and the rings were designed by Adolf Hitler. Those are not even Olympic symbols. And when you hear the word torch, it's high-level Illuminati symbolism.
Mm-hmm. This is getting to be the theater of the absurd. Anything out of this administration is so absurd.
Well, this is freedom, sir. This is everything that's happening is freedom.
Well, when he was talking also in the last few days about Syria has to get out of Lebanon or else, what about us being in Iraq, Alex?
Well, that's different.
We're halfway across the world to rob them, loot them, kill them.
Now, we're liberating them. Thanks for the call. Tyler in Colorado, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, Alex?
Pretty good.
Hey, I saw that new martial law film. It's awesome. I love it. I've watched all your films off there, Prison Planet. But I saw a show on TLC Sunday night called Trouble Next Door. And they were talking to neighbors about this guy who had some artwork out in his yard. He had, like, some planes out there and... some, you know, exoskeletons of planes and some other stuff. And his neighbors thought it was like trash, so they had filed a whole bunch of complaints. The city got up $600,000 worth of fines against him and then ended up throwing him in jail for a year for felony littering.
Yeah, that was in Florida, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in Florida.
Well, look, sir, they will move out into the country, zone the country, and then tell people to get, you know, their artwork, junk cars, whatever, off their own land.
Yeah, I mean, I had this happen in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is where I'm from. I had my neighbors do this to me. I had a Jeep that I was working on in my driveway. I had the city come and fine us because we didn't have a lawn. We had a natural...
Well, look, one of the first big TV reports I did about 8 years ago, this old World War II vet had 3-inch grass, but the rich yuppies wanted the house he built back in the 50s because now it was worth like $1 million. And they went in and sort of giving him these giant fines. So it was $2,000 a day just for grass.
Yeah, I mean...
So listen. I went and I shot video of all the neighbors who had higher grass with all their Lexuses and Mercedes. Then I went to the city council people's houses and showed their grass being higher. Then I went to the health department doing the fines and showed 3-foot grass. And boy, they dropped that like a hot potato.
Yeah, because, I mean, my mom had to go against the board and show that the plants she had in her yard were native to New Mexico. And because she didn't have a lawn, she didn't want to, they have a drought there all the time. She
yeah,
didn't want
zero
to
escape. There's a lot of that in the West.
Yeah, and but this guy, they're talking to his neighbors, and they were comparing him to Ted Kaczynski because he was smart. They're saying, well, this guy's like Ted Kaczynski, you know, he's going to be a mass murderer because he's a smart guy and he defends his Second Amendment
they have
rights
this on,
and his constitutional right.
They have this on TV implying he was a serial killer.
Yeah, exactly. On TLC.
Well, I mean, this is what they do. It's like with this serial killer up in Missouri. They keep going, he was a family man. He went to church. Well, he was also a government official.
Yeah,
so, see,
yeah.
Now people who are smart, people who are quiet, they're probably serial killers.
Yeah, because they're smart and they follow our constitution.
Well, why doesn't he sue his neighbors, implying he's a Ted Kaczynski?
I don't know. His neighbors wouldn't even talk to him. They're like, well, we haven't even talked to him.
But I know, but you're saying they had the neighbors on TV.
Yeah,
he was a Ted Kaczynski.
And the guy who was interviewing him was being, you know, not nice to him at all. He was being real mean to him when he was
Well, see, they're giving us the message that you don't follow our rules, we're going to treat you like a serial killer.
Yeah, exactly. I also saw a cop show where they arrested a guy, put him in the car, talk to the guy, then pull him back out and hogtie him and throw him back in the car. Now, that was a little excessive. I don't see the need to hogtie him when he didn't resist to begin with, and he was already in the back of the car.
Well, the person may have been with Al-Qaeda. Thank you for the call. Everything's to fight Al-Qaeda now. Give your rights up, and they'll keep you safe. The nice men in black ski masks.
We're on the march. The The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just talking to Scott during the break that runs the show up at the network in Minnesota. I'm down here in Austin, Texas. And he said, yeah, back when I was about 10 for our first writing class, I wrote a story about zombies. I think that's a pretty popular topic for young boys. Well, not anymore. You write an article about zombies busting out of graves, you're going to jail. I mean, folks, do you realize what a big deal this is? The mind control we're talking about? Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead. Roger, you're on the air, sir. Okay, Roger's not there. Let's talk to Joanne in Maryland. Joanne, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Haven't talked to you for a long time because I couldn't get in.
Well, welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you. I have a problem. I picked up my Saturday's paper, and I don't live very far from the water, approximately 35 miles or 30 miles from where I'm living. And here's what my headline says, bombs away. U.S. Navy targets Bloodworth Island for 24-hour military training exercise. With it's going to... With the United States involved in a war, the Navy hopes to expand practices year-round, day and night, to include bombing, strafing runs, and live fire on the islands. Navy personnel would fire machine guns and other small weapons during simulated combat.
Now, how close is this to populated areas?
Very close by water. Very, very close.
Okay, a mile?
26, quarter? Well, oh, let's see. A mile, it's probably, I'm looking at the map that it shows in there. I don't really know, because it's not that far away. You know, probably just a few miles.
Well, this is in Maryland, off of a lake.
It's off the Chesapeake Bay.
Okay.
And, but it's
is this island a military reserve?
Well, back World War II, evidently, because they made mention of, in World War II, they also had strikes down there then, because the nearby residents didn't complain because it was a war going on, you know.
Yeah. Well, let me comment on this, and I appreciate your call, Joanne. What you're going through is nothing compared to what other people have gone through. What was it, 2 years ago, a West Texas town, and then this was in the Associated Press, we even had the mayor on, a B-2 bomber dropped a dummy bomb, but it still weighed like 1,000 pounds. It hit a tree coming in and hit the house, went through the bedroom, into the bathroom, and 4 feet into the ground. While people were home, we've had Fort Hood, that is about, I don't know, three times the size of Dallas. I mean, Fort Hood is the biggest U.S. military reservation in the world. Arguably, they say there may be a Russian one that's bigger. I mean, it's gigantic. It's a large portion of the state. I don't have the square miles here. When I say three times bigger than Dallas, it's much bigger than that. I mean, it stretches for over 100 miles. I mean, it's just huge. But no, they roll their artillery up right up to the edges of it, and a bunch of times have blown up houses, barns. This didn't used to happen, by the way. This was in the last couple of years. Cows, horses, I mean, giant artillery just shooting all over the place. And I don't know why that's happening now. But let's talk about what's really serious. The admitted conditioning. The Pentagon, and there are RAND Corporation documents on this. This has been in the mainstream news. It's been in the Houston Chronicle, Austin American Statesman, San Antonio Express News, Corpus Christi Caller Times. Now, the Kingsville Record or whatever it is. It's all in my film, Police State 2000. That you'll be sitting in a Texas town and 8 to 12 black helicopters will show up with Slavic troops along with U.S. troops, and they'll pre-lease a building, tell no one they're coming, blow it up. It's got fire shooting out of it. People start having heart attacks. I mean, they'll do it 200, 300 feet from a nursing home like Casa Ricarda in Kingsville. And I've been there in the morning when the building's still smoking. In that case, they had the police pull out 3 days before into their new police station. The military covertly leased it, I guess, to have the added freak out of a police station being attacked, right in downtown Kingsville. And, man, they hit them and hit them hard. Then we go talk to the city manager, and he admits it all. Then we go talk to Kingsville, other officials. The emergency manager says it's horrible. It's part of PDD 25 for martial law. We have that gentleman. He was very upset about it. And he's a veteran himself. And then we go over to Alice, Texas, sit down with the police chief, and this is in the film, and he goes, yeah, foreign troops were here, but I'm not at liberty to talk about them. And then, of course, a year before that, in Miami, they had a drill at 1 a.m., and a bunch of machine gun bullets didn't hit the traps they supposedly were shooting at in the warehouse and shot into an all-night restaurant, shattering a man's glass of orange juice and embedding in the table, 1 inch from his hand, and another one hit the wall in the diner, a foot from a woman's head. And we had a Delta Force helicopter crash into in 98 into a skyscraper in Houston, killed all aboard, part of a training op. And then we had Ali Philippus, the longtime police chief of San Antonio, Army intelligence in his own right. I mean, he's not against the military. We went down and interviewed him, and it was in the local newspaper. They tried to bribe him with a satchel of cash and tried to bribe other officials, Delta Force, Special Combat Applications Group. And he said, no, you're not going to terrorize people. You guys right here in San Antonio have hundreds and hundreds of square miles of bases. You're not going to do it. And he got spanked by the city officials after the cash was delivered. And but he still would not allow it there in the city. So they went right into the Fort Sam Houston, the big hospital base, right off the major highways. The building they attacked was right on the expressway. And this time they did announce it, and people got to see these Blackhawks come in and all the explosions in the buildings. Then the next day, we go down there, and there's Delta Force up in the building and guys with cameras. And this is an open base for the public. It's a hospital base. We have troops come over, grab our camera, put guns to our heads. This is before 9/11. Ask us if we're terrorists, you know, me and Mike Hansen. It was picked up by WorldNet Daily and a couple other publications. This happened. And they take our videotape and they erased it. And then gave it back to us. And the camera didn't work after that, of course, mysteriously. So this is America, folks. But then I went to Brooksville, Florida in, 2000 to cover Delta Force and the regular army doing a giant drill of the takeover of the town. And we tried, and we got video of this. We go up and talk to locals in the town. Oh, you're Alex Jones. I've been told by the troops not to talk to you. We're talking to town, I don't know, like 50,000 people. I mean, I'm just walking down streets. They've been having the drills every night. And they're going, we're not supposed to talk to you. You're crazy. You're dangerous. I go, oh, the army's telling you this. And then another neighbor walks over. Yeah, the troops are in my yard. You know, all this stuff's going on. And so we're on the railroad property behind it, which is just, you know, state property. There's a park right by it. And, man, all of a sudden these doom buggies come roaring out at us, men in black uniforms. And, you know what, I wanted to keep videotaping, so of course I evaded them. And what's the military doing? Chasing me around at a city park in Brooksville, Florida, north of Tampa. And they had machine guns. And there's guys with machine guns chasing us through the woods. And every time I turned on my night vision camera, I couldn't film unless I turned the camera on, and that's like a giant spotlight to them. So, I mean, all I've got is, there's some footage like helicopters above us and, you know, eyewitnesses, you know, we go knock on a door. What'd you see? I saw men in black helmets and doom buggies chasing you. You know, so we've got all that. I mean, it's just part of the video. And then we go into the sheriff's department. We walk in real kindly and go, hi, I'm Alex Jones from Austin, Texas. I'd like to talk to your public affairs spokesman. Woman comes out, starts freaking out, asking why I'm there, why I'm asking about the troops. And a woman comes running from behind the counter in a Marine Corps shirt and starts screaming, line them up and shoot them. It's time to start killing people. A lot of you have seen the takeover. And I'm standing there going, time to start killing people. And I mean, here I am, clean cut, standing there with a crew. And she's running around, literally freaking out. Let me try to do an imitation. I ought to get the clip of that and play it. I'm sick of it! We're under threat! What are you trying to do? The terrorists are out there everywhere, and the criminals. I say, line them up and shoot them! It's time to start killing! And I'm going, what? And then, you know, the spokeswoman, I think it's time for you to leave. I mean, I'm literally just in the midst of a frothing mental institution. Just a frothing mental institution. And they got a FEMA camp there and everything else. I'm just so sick of it. So, I mean, you talk about troops doing drills. They got that little peninsula in Puerto Rico, and they've dropped bombs on people's houses, everything else. And they got so many areas to do this. Why do they do this? Why do they do this in populated areas? It's to condition you. We have the documents to accept this military takeover. And that's why when you go to New York or anywhere else, and they got troops all over the streets, and Homeland Security head Chertoff, before him, Ridge are on TV saying, get rid of Posse Comitatus, we're going to have to set aside the Constitution, we're a military form of government. All this is happening. All this is going on. And so, I mean, do foreign troops attack U.S. cities? Yes, they do. I have police chiefs. I have video. I mean, I have emergency managers. I have city managers. I have the news articles. And that's what black helicopters are. That's where all the talk of that comes from. And You know, I had one of these helicopter pilots, and most of them are fans, but I had one of them when I was at an academy buying a family member some binoculars for Christmas. He just walked over and started shoving on me, putting his hands on me. And he was a pretty slick operator. I was also buying a knife as a gift, and about 10 minutes later, I'm kind of ignoring him, and I go, I'd like to see that knife. Oh, I'm getting out of here. You're not gonna, you know, do something to me, are you? And I'm just like, the guy wanted me to get in a fight with him, and I'm just like, man, I'm just at the counter behind some binoculars and a knife here, and listen, leave me alone. You know, I said, go take your inoculations, go breathe your depleted uranium, make up just fine, okay? You don't know who your friends are. Leave me alone. He's like, I'm with the Night Stalkers. Well, good for you. You're with the Night Stalkers. You bring the people to the towns that shoot bullets into diners. And you make old ladies have heart attacks, blowing up police stations next door to them. And you and your bosses try to bribe police chiefs in major metropolitan cities. Really, good job. Good for you. Oh, man. It's not that I'm not macho, folks. I mean, I'm smart enough to use my brain. I know when somebody starts bowing up to me and, you know, putting their hand on my shoulder and just lightly pushing me back, I'm not going to fall for it. I'm not stupid. That poor fool didn't know I was his friend. He has an identity. He's powerful. He's cool. He's part of the system. So good. Wait till they take your pension. Wait till, you know, your kids have got two heads from the shots you've taken. Triple the birth defects. Just wait till you get cancer in a few years. Just leave me alone, man. I didn't, you know, fine. You don't know who your friends are. And c'est la vie. So is life. There's looking at you, kid. You know, easy breaks. Go easy. Go with God. Whatever. I just feel sorry for you. It's like I'm talking to a demon-possessed hobgoblin or something, drooling, worshiping its master that'll, you know, spread it on a piece of bread like a piece of butter tomorrow. The New World Order could care less about you people. So you just keep serving them. You just keep doing whatever they say for you, okay? Just leave the borders wide open. Make sure you do that. All right, let me get into what's happening with the earth changes, and then I'll get to Ron and Fred and Ken and others. Oh, there is just so much here. I'm trying to dig through all of this. We've got don't try to sell Girl Scout cookies in New York City. Got to have a license. We'll ticket you or arrest you. Ohioans could be arrested for not telling police their name, AP. Of course, no Fifth Amendment anymore, but it says Ohioans could be detained or arrested for not telling police officer their name, address, and age under an anti-terrorism bill up for the Senate committee vote Wednesday. In addition, prosecutors and judges will be required to inform the federal government if a person convicted of a crime is also an illegal alien. They always add something like that to stop illegals. It always has loopholes. I looked at the law. It's not true. And listen to this. And villages, cities, and other municipalities would be banned from passing laws that hinder state and federal investigations into terrorism, i.e. throwing out the Patriot Act. We'll get more into that. I want to get into some of these earth changes, though, here for just a few minutes. Large plume billows from Mount St. Helens. Mount St. Helens released a towering plume of ash Tuesday, its most significant emission in months, but one that seismologists did not believe heralded any major eruption. The volcano has vented ash and steam since last fall, when thousands of small earthquakes, and they had thousands this week, marked a seismic reawakening of the 8,364-foot mountain. Late afternoon television footage showed the plume billowing thousands of feet into the air, then drifting slowly to the northeast. The ash explosion happened at around 5:25 p.m., about an hour after a 2.0 magnitude quake rumbled off the east side of the mountain, said Bill Steele, coordinator of the Pacific Northwest Seismograph Network, the University of Washington. But you see, the problem here is all over the world, in modern recorded history, we have been seeing record volcanic and seismic events. Volcanoes that have been dormant in recorded history are reawakening. In areas that don't have a lot of volcanic or no volcanic activity in them, they're becoming reawakened. We've had actual giant mega tectonic shifts. 9.2 earthquakes, just mega massive, that caused the tsunami. The Earth's rotation has actually sped up slightly and gotten slightly smaller. The planet's gotten smaller. The sun, it directly correlates, has been ejecting mega explosions, huge thermal nuclear reactions that have been changing our atmosphere and heating the Earth and changing the core of the Earth, expanding the magma levels in the mantle and the crust. We'll be right back, and we'll continue to pickles.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, again, your calls are coming up, but let me continue with the Earth changes. Some of the London Independent. Could the supervolcano nightmare come true? Deep below Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming lies a slumbering giant that could bring the world to an end if it finally awakes. Fact or fiction? Science editor Steve Connor reports, and let me cover some of this story. When the supervolcano that lies beneath Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming finally awakes from its 640,000-year slumber, it will spew out enough ash and magma to change the world as we know it. This is the prediction of scientists who have calculated that the global risk posed by a supervolcanic eruption somewhere in the world is between 5 and 10 times greater than the probability of being struck by a giant asteroid. But it is a huge lack of, lake of molten magma lying dormant under the lush landscape of Yellowstone that is causing the greatest concern to volcanologists studying the special threat posed by supervolcanoes. Earth scientists commissioned by the Geological Society of London have calculated that there may be several super eruptions big enough to cause a global disaster every 100,000 years. Whereas an asteroid larger than 1 kilometer or 0.62 miles, 6-tenths of a mile in diameter, would be expected to hit Earth once in about every 600,000 years. Supervolcanoes may not look like much, but do not even have the traditional cone or shape of Vesuvius or Mount St. Helens, but their potential for destruction is many times greater than a traditional volcanic eruption. And we'll come back in the next hour and take calls and get back into this and cover another story here out of the Scotsman. Polar history shows melting ice cap may be natural cycle. U.S. Marine calls public story of Saddam capture fiction. United Press International and out of Discover Magazine, major dust storms that go via the jet stream out of the Middle East are blowing masses of depleted uranium onto the American people. So you can laugh at the Iraqis all day. You're going to get a small portion. I'm going to get a small portion. You reap what you sow of what has been rained down upon these poor people by the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of tons. Before I end this hour, I do want to encourage every single solitary one of you out there to not procrastinate. If you're online, go to prisonplanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. And you can watch my new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. I'm incredibly proud of it. It's my best work. And it's there on the site with all my other films and my book, and Paul Watson's book, and my weekly TV reports and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're called toll-free to get a hard copy. It covers the latest police state developments, the latest 9/11 info, so professionally done and jam-packed. Then the ideology and mindset of the elite, how they're into this occult ideology, how they supported the Nazis, what they're doing with Schwarzenegger, the Bush-Nazi connection. Believe me, you just got to see it. It's excellent. 2.5+ hours, 2 hours, 35 minutes long, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't believe the hype out there, folks. Other people that hype their material, this is it. This is the film. You've got to have this video. Believe me. I mean, it is so powerful. It's a must-have. Share it with the world. It is my hope and dream and aspiration and my prayers that people will see this, and it's up to you to get it and make copies of it, get it out to people. So please take action. 888-253-3139 or order a hard copy via the Secure Online Shopping Carts at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. All right, third hour, straight ahead. Your calls, a plethora of vital news. Keep it locked in. Terrorist.